Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
No Steve Hawk at the moment. We'll see if he pops in. He's a busy runner around this morning. Hot Topics brought to you in part by R&R RV. I would like to, I'm going to put it on the poll. And I think this is probably mostly a female thing. But like, do you, if you're going someplace and it's very hot, do you...
put your money in your bra. That wasn't it?
That was not it, but that's a good guess, Kevin.
Good guess, Kevin.
Oh, I always laugh when I see it when it's really hot and a little meme comes out and it says, for all you ladies that stick your money in your bra, I will not be taking it this week.
Yeah, yeah. Just FYI, I mean, you give me money, I'll take it. I don't care where it came out of for the most part.
You don't?
Yeah, I don't care. I'll just let it dry out.
Wow,
I'll just lay it on
germ
the counter.
Guy.
Mm-hmm. It's money. Money's already disgusting. It's already gross. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's already... I mean, if you really want to get into it, money's disgusting.
Sure.
Hi, Steve Hawk.
Hi, guys.
Hi, welcome, brother.
I just walked in late.
No, you're good. Yeah. Steve, does your wife, like if you go to a movie or out to dinner and it's, let's say it's 100 degrees.
All right.
Does she bring a coat or some sort of light sweater?
She may. If she's thinking ahead, she may, and it depends maybe on the place or the lack of knowledge on the place.
Like, right.
Oh, it might be cold.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, like if you're going into a theater where it might be too... Okay,
yes.
I see what you're thinking.
Yeah.
I was thinking afterwards. And
no,
I'm like,
no. But especially the restaurant, you know, indoors.
Yes. Yeah. But we went out to eat yesterday, and my wife did, and then one of my sons, his girlfriend did as well.
Yep. It was same time, same place, same joint?
Mm-hmm, yeah, okay. We went together. But it was like, it was weird because I was like, oh, well, the other one kind of had one on anyway, but it was weird because they were like, oh, we're bringing a coat. Could be cold in here.
Yep.
Could Jay, be. Was your wife's birthday yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm,
yeah, yesterday. What did you do for her? You went to a restaurant, it sounds like.
We did, yeah. I made a pay. And,
good for you.
Yeah, you know, me, buy your own meal, man.
That's gotta, quality.
Look, got to pay your own way.
Yeah.
It's time to get a job.
We'll have it on your birthday, right? See,
absolutely.
Remember?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
thank you.
That's what I
thought. Thank you, Steve. No, we did a couple things. We hung out at the with the kids at the pool, and then we went to Arbor Crest for a minute.
Nice.
And then we went to a restaurant.
You literally wined and dined her.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, good point.
Oh,
I've thought about that.
How was Arbor Crest yesterday?
Way too hot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
I was going to say, that's like hot wine.
Yeah.
Once at a restaurant, my wife said, that blower is blowing. Let's move. And
yeah.
And so we moved.
Because it was so cold.
So it happens. It's a thing.
Yeah, it really is. Just the number of people that I saw bringing, you know, sweaters, coats or whatever. It's kind of funny. It's 100 degrees. Huh. You're carrying a coat.
I did not need one at the restaurant I went to on Saturday.
Where'd you go?
Shorts and t-shirt was just fine.
Any place you'd been before?
Yes, our favorite Thai restaurant.
Okay, very good. Well, because there's somebody on this particular show who went someplace new and is very excited to tell you in particular about it. Especially since you have a new shirt on today.
Do you have a new shirt?
No, it's a new old. You know, you just buy a pack of these every once in a while.
Yeah, it looks great.
White t-shirts.
Yeah, new shirt. Looks
just
good.
Plain, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a plain white t-shirt.
Looks so good in it.
I think on the inside collar it says Kirkland.
Oh, hey, let's go.
Oh, okay.
Easy.
So I went all out, in other words. Yeah. Hey, look, Steve Hawk updated his wardrobe. That's fancy, isn't it? Oh, it's
plain white
It's
t-shirt.
A plain white Kirkland t-shirt. You are a big spender, aren't you?
Yeah,
I needed chicken and t-shirts.
You look good, Steve Hawk. Yeah. You do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's all that matters.
And let me tell you.
What?
You're going to, okay. Happy Monday. You're going to be excited about this.
I already am.
Guess where I went on Saturday?
Don't know. Guest, you said.
No, that's a
like, Ron's.
You don't have to actually.
Oh, that's
guess.
A good guess. You're in the neighborhood.
Did you go? I'm not going to say Thrifty Scotsman because you wouldn't have been that smart. Did you really go to Thrifty Scotsman?
I did.
Oh, boy, wonder.
How about that?
What'd you have?
This is the issue.
Yeah, you might.
Gosh.
You might judge me on this.
I think it'll be all right.
No, I am going to judge you. That's why I asked.
Okay, so double cheeseburger.
Okay.
Large fry.
All right.
Vanilla milkshake.
Not bad. I'll take it.
It's a good
order.
He did
good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I would have appreciated maybe I can't even think of it. Super ham.
Super ham. Okay. Yes.
That's what I heard after the fact.
Yeah. That's all right.
Yeah.
You know, you can go back. That's the beauty of it.
Yes. Did you like your double cheese?
Oh, yeah. It was really good.
And that large fry was large, huh?
Oh, it sure was.
Now, did you get some tartare with it?
Tartar.
Tartar.
did I mess up again?
You didn't get any tartar? You went to Thrifty Scotsman and said, I'll pass on the tartar.
I mean, they didn't offer. They didn't say, hey, we're known for our tartar. Right. You
know? That's because they just expected anybody to walk through the doors knowing that
I panicked.
There's a huge bucket of tartar with this pump on it.
Yeah.
Like, is that oil or is it tartar?
And there's no drive through. Is there a drive through?
Yeah, there's a drive through.
Okay, so did you drive through, Steve?
No, I went inside.
Oh, lovely. Did you like the ambience of it?
I did.
All the decorations on the wall? Take
not enough to stay and eat.
You didn't eat there?
No.
You didn't play any video games?
I saw the video games.
Did you go downstairs and use the toilet?
They have a downstairs?
That's great. That's a great feature, a downstairs toilet.
Classic champion of Thrifty Scotsman over here, just knowing the place. I love that. It was so great.
Oh, I wanted to live vicariously through you.
it was good.
I can taste the tartar right now. The large fried tartar.
So good. Ooh,
although I would have gone with a huckleberry or something, but that's cool.
Yeah, vanilla. Yeah, he really likes to step outside the comfort zone there.
Hey, man, I was inspired by you, though.
I'm so glad you went and enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, it was very good.
Next time you go, how about try onion rings and a super ham? Mm,
boy, onion rings?
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh.
And use the toilet.
And use the toilet and get sick.
Get the whole experience.
It's clean. It's just downstairs.
That's great. All the things you should have known before you left. Super ham, onion rings, and tartar sauce, and use the toilet. Not necessarily in that order.
No. Yeah, see, I did post a picture of my food on my Facebook page, and people were commenting on it, mentioning the super ham and all that.
Oh, yeah. It's good times. What they're known for.
But also, someone said...
Give me the bacon burger, but I'm good.
Super bacon's good.
Super bacon, yeah.
Fish or something
good? Yeah, their fish is real good.
Okay. I didn't see that on the... Well, I guess I didn't really look at the menu.
Okay. It's a big one. You got to look up.
The menu or the fish? Speaking of that, I just saw Kevin... I saw your mom post a thing about fishing. Did you see that picture she posted?
I did not. She went fishing over the weekend.
Yeah, she was holding these two gigantic fish. Do you get jealous, Steve, when you see that?
I do.
I do, too. I'm like, I've never caught a fish that
big.
Take
a look at mommy.
Yeah. Okay.
See what
well, I've caught some big fish, but I always get jealous of people, catching bigger fish than me or whatever.
And the number of times that I've gone fishing versus the number of time I've caught anything that even resembles a big fish is ridiculous. Usually because I end up going late in the summer and it's hot and it's not as good and blah, blah, blah.
So are you fishing for the big fish?
I mean,
that might have something to do. If you're just off the side of the boat with a worm going, why aren't I catching the muskies?
I mean, I'm just fishing. Apparently, that's what. Do I have to tell the bait?
Yes.
Hey, this is big fish only bait. Mm-hmm. And then I throw it in. Yep. Is that what it is?
You got to make it look pretty and orange.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yep, that's what you got
to
do.
Pretend to swim, all that.
Oh, man.
Steve Hawk, would you like to see a photo of my mother's fish?
Holy snap.
Yeah, right? Those are some big fish.
Couple of trout.
Salmon.
Is it?
Yep. Salmon.
Big fisherman.
They got two salmon and five crab that day.
Well, see, I didn't see the crab.
Yeah.
Crab that's the picture I saw. They look like a couple
the
of
ice chest.
Yeah. All right. That was
impressive. Where'd you go get those?
Puget Sound. Nice. My uncle way. Rick, her brother, has a boat over there. They go fishing at least once a year, every year.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And the whole... Brothers and sisters, they all go. They're a little family getaway.
That's cool.
Yep.
That's a fun time. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, a lot of fun catching those.
Yeah. Tell your mom I'm jealous of her fish. That's going to sound weird, but
she told me she was going to give me some fillets. Yeah. She got some fillets from it.
Well, there you
Put them in your little smoker.
Are you ready for round two coming up?
Please.
We'll be right back.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You guys seem very refreshed.
Oh. Baby, let's go. Kevin, you refreshed?
Sure.
Kevin James.
I feel like I have a runny left eye, and I don't know why.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
When you're hot, you're hot.
Hot.
When you're not, you're not.
Hot Topics.
Hot Topics.
Gosh, so much to talk about with Steve Hawk here. It's Hot Topics brought to you in part by R&R RV. Steve, have you ever done this? Would you ever do this? Kevin, tell him your story this morning with the high five.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. I was pulling out of my apartment complex.
I kind of
was doing the thing where I'm not doing a great job of driving yet. And I'm putting on my seatbelt and I turn and I'm kind of in the middle of the road.
Okay.
And there is a man jogging in the middle of the road.
Well.
He's coming at me. We're going to pass each other.
Yeah.
I have my window down because it's morning and that's what I like to do.
Yes.
And I just said... Hey, let's go. And I put my arm out because he was so close to me. I put my arm out, and we gave each other a high five, and it was awesome. I was so happy that he did it.
You ever done it?
Maybe not like that. I mean, that exact story, that scenario? No, I don't believe I ever have.
Do you like the fact that they high five?
I absolutely do. Yeah. And maybe because I thought this story was going to go way different.
Yeah, I did too when he first
started. I thought
you were
going to run over the guy or he was going to
cuss him out. Yeah.
But no, he was happy pleasant. That you pulled out in front of him and he wanted to celebrate.
We were just sharing the middle of the road and we were, after that, I said we were 100% bros.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
High five bros.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
I've never high-fived a pedestrian from a vehicle, I don't think, in any way, shape, or form.
Do you feel, Kevin, that your day now has been better because of what happened, how it started?
That's the first thing I said to Jay. I was like, dude, what a way to start a Monday.
Yeah.
Like, it just instantly put me in a good mood. Now, if he wouldn't have given me five, it would have been okay.
It could have all been garbage.
Yeah. But it was this... really set me on the right path.
I think it's important to keep it in mind. You know, I bet it did because he probably thought, oh, that was cool. I mean, you made an effort. He made an effort. Everybody met in the middle. It's great.
I think he's having the best day he's had in a long time.
Agreed. He was very sweaty.
How did you find that out from just a quick high five?
His shirt, he was just wet.
He then followed him for six blocks.
And then after that embrace, there was more.
Part two.
Yay.
Steve Hawk, I don't know this answer. I feel like we probably ask you, and I've just forgotten.
Oh, I doubt it.
You are the right age.
Uh-oh.
30.
But you don't like a lot of things that I want you to like.
You're right.
Karate Kid. Were you in on Karate Kid?
In 1984, yes.
Okay. You are not in on Cobra Kai now.
No. I'm sorry.
Darn it.
No, I haven't watched it, seen it, cared much about it. I laughed at it when it first came around again.
Yeah.
No, I just haven't.
So not going to ever happen.
Probably. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Delightfully.
Is Ralph Macchio a part of it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, then maybe.
And Johnny Lawrence.
Who's that? Is that the blonde guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's there. He's hilarious.
What was his name? Joey Lawrence?
Johnny. Oh. Johnny Lawrence.
No, that was taken.
Cobra Kai.
Joey Lawrence. And sharing a name.
That is the one thing they did a great job of. They got pretty much all the guys back. Kreese, you know, the bad guy from Cobra Kai, the sensei. The man who said no mercy.
I thought he died.
No, he's still around. That's Mr. Miyagi.
I thought he was the sensei.
Well, he was the good sensei.
Daniel-san's
the other one.
That's right. The other mean guy.
Yes, yes. Okay. Correct. Yes. No mercy. Yeah. The no mercy.
No
guy.
Mercy.
Right.
Guy.
Yeah. Yeah. There
you
go.
He's a great bad guy too.
Oh, he is. Yeah. Good face for him.
Good face for a bad guy.
And older, he's even better. I feel like
that's a compliment.
He plays the role well.
He does. Yeah.
How about I say that?
I think that's better than saying to him when you ever meet him, "Man, you got a good face for a bad guy."
It's a tough watch. I don't think you'll ever, I mean, they're only like 30-minute episodes, but we are on to season 6 and the final season now of
I missed it.
Cobra Kai. So,
shoot.
Darn it.
Yeah, well, it could have been. But
are you watching any hacks? Can. Are you watching still any can. Hacks online that you didn't then go, I need to try that, especially with food?
Sometimes I will on the barbecue. If I'm bored, I'll go check some barbecue hacks out or just, you know, like household hacks.
Yeah.
I like those better.
Kevin, you follow the 40-year-old guy, right?
You know, I must not follow him, Jay, or it's one of these things where I don't know what's going on with the people you follow, because I don't see any of their messages anymore.
Like do you know who that is on Instagram?
Nope.
I mean, tell me for 40 years I could have been doing this. Huh, there ain't no way. And then he goes and he does it. He does like an experiment that someone has told him.
I think I've seen that.
And he tries
some good ones.
Yes. Because I want to try one this week where apparently there is a Chick-fil-A drink that is like a lemon ice cream drink.
Okay.
Right. So that's what I said too. And
lemon ice cream. I could like that.
Basically, and the only reason I can remember it, because I can't remember half of these unless they're really simple. You just take two lemons. You squeeze all the juice out of them. Pour that in a blender and then put soft serve ice cream in there and just blend it.
Yeah.
And it's supposedly amazing. And I'm like, well, that's something we could try here.
Sounds great, yeah.
Like maybe on Wednesday when you come back.
No.
Where do we get the soft serve
ice
cream?
Won't be here Wednesday.
Oh, well, way to go.
Won't?
No. I leave for vacation here very soon.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Feel bad for not knowing that.
No, I told you guys.
I know you did. I just didn't memorize the date, and I apologize for that. Is that tomorrow?
No, I've been telling producer Steve.
Oh.
He's your producer.
Thanks for nothing, buddy.
So
I didn't remember either.
For how long? How long will we be hawkless?
Oh, I'm going to be gone for like 10 days. I don't come back until August 1st.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Oh, wow. Okay, so.
Well, maybe we'll wait till then.
See you next month.
That's all right, you know.
Hey, why? It's going to melt. Eat all the ice.
No, it won't.
We'll just set it in your studio.
Yeah, just put it in my studio. It's kind of cold in there.
Yeah.
Also, is there something that you have given up doing because of the heat? You're like, I'm just not going on walks with my dog. I'm
watering
just
the plants.
That's sorry. A good decision.
Sorry.
You got to conserve somewhere. And I looked at my lawn and I looked at the plants and I said, eeny, meeny, bye.
Yeah, not even gonna, huh? Yeah.
How long does it take for those to go away?
Two days.
Not very long. Yeah. 2 days. Goodbye.
He had the answer ready for it.
My wife's like, oh, what happened? I don't know. It's hot out. But did you water them? I've been busy getting ready for my trip.
I'm telling you, man, it is a full-time job sometimes watering that stuff.
It really is. And you know, because it'll be like, oh, I'll get it later. Just a sec. And then the next 2 days
now you
later,
don't have to worry about it anymore.
Exactly.
Well, that's done.
Taken care of.
Did you water them? Of course I did. It's 107. Oh.
Steve Hawk, remind everyone where your vacation is. I know
I fly to New York City tomorrow.
New York City.
I take in baseball games. I train down to Philly, take in baseball games. Train to Baltimore, take in baseball games.
So great.
Train to Washington, D.C., take in museums, and then fly home.
Man.
It's awesome.
See you in
a
week
great
and a half.
Trip.
What are we doing weather-wise over there?
Just like this. It's a little bit more humid.
Smoldering hot.
Yeah. Not quite as hot there, but it'll be more humid, so it's
certainly
kind of offsets.
Yeah,
and who's
sure.
going with you?
My son.
You and your boy.
Just a little boy's trip.
I love it.
Great.
Mm. We don't do a lot of hockey trips anymore like we did his whole life, and so now it's baseball trips.
He's 13. I feel like that is just prime
last chance
memory. Well, maybe in this era, this might be so, that's going to be a lifetime memory.
Yes,
that's
it will
so
for both of us.
Hockey.
It's going to be a ton of fun.
I think that's a great age because it's like, you're right, because then you get to the high school side and it's hard. And then maybe after high school, again, you can try another one. But yeah.
When you check in with your wife, will she say, what did you guys eat today?
She said,
lie to her?
No, she said, have you figured out places you want to eat? And I said, nah, I'm doing a lot of just fly by the seat of your pants.
Yeah.
There's so many things that are, I mean, we've got Broadway tickets, we have baseball tickets, we got this. I mean, there are things that are set because we're going there.
Right, yeah. You can work it in and you can ask when you get there, right?
Yeah, food, I don't know. I'm not picking out restaurants yet. It's like, where am I at 6 o'clock and what's around us?
Yeah, and how do we feel and all the rest of that,
Pizza again? Fine. Sure.
Right. Your son's going to be like,
get a 13-year-old boy.
Again.
What's the matter?
That's what he's looking forward to. And he, you know, in a 13, here's something funny, real quick. In a 13-year-old's mind, here's where we're at. I've done so much, you know, with the airlines, the hotels. So my mind is an adult mind. He realizes that we're going to be stuck in Chicago for a few hours, delayed.
Yep.
So he researches Chicago pizza. What else is cool at Chicago Airport? Oh, they filmed Home Alone there. That's what he's excited
for. That's awesome. That's awesome.
That's great.
Be looking for where the scene was shot.
We can start our pizza journey in Chicago before we get to New York.
I love that.
Home Alone was filmed there.
That is so great.
It's a great airport.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Have a great time.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, we'll miss you while you're gone. But
give you a full recap when we get back.
All right.
I
can't wait. Yeah. Or what if we just called him while he's on vacation?
We might.
Yeah, or don't forget the time zone. So it'll be like whatever.
Yeah,
6 a.m. for me when you're at 9 o'clock.
Other way around.
Other way around. See, I got to get used to this.
Yeah. It'll be
a few things I still need to figure out before I jump on an airplane.
Somebody will let you know.
Frazzle.
Well.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Kevin, you're as American as anybody else. Go ahead. Let's make it a proclamation.
Kevin James.
Hello, this is Kevin James for Spokane, Washington. I want it now pronounced from this day forward as Worcestershire sauce.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I know you said it was hot, so you kind of bailed out on at least Sunday, Kevin. I'm kind of surprised you didn't go to a movie or something. I know you love movie theaters because they're nice and cold. And
I do.
But you probably just as easy to just stay home.
You know, I think the deal is because my son and granddaughter are out of town.
Oh, they're not back yet.
I've had the home all to myself for a few days.
Yeah.
And that has been, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Where I just thought, wait. I can just hang out in my bedroom all day and
dead
do
quiet.
Nothing.
Yeah.
And no one's going to be here.
Look at that.
I didn't put any clothes on.
Okay. I don't.
The entire day.
Kevin's clip of the day.
Moving forward, we can. It's okay not to know that.
I did put them on. I did put on a pair of shorts and a T-shirt when I had to pick up the groceries
that at they the door
to my door.
Okay, yeah.
So I thought I should probably.
I thought you meant curbside for a second. I'm like, whoa, yeah, that's definitely necessary.
Yeah.
Nobody details are important.
Yeah, bend it over, picking up the bags. It's too hot.
Anyway.
Back to this, the clip of the day.
Thank you.
Please, Jay, identify this sound.
I mean, it sounds like a dog.
Please be more specific.
Oh. Like as in what it's doing?
Yeah, what is going on with that dog?
That dog's,
Do you need to hear it again?
Yeah, that'd be great. Mm-hmm, yeah. I was going to say injured at first, but it's definitely not an injury. It's more of a...
It's a complaint.
...intruder.
Doesn't it? Oh.
I feel like that's that dog's... Bro, we're not 100% bros. Okay. Get out. I don't like you. You.
Instead of just the constant barking,
yeah, that's growling. Right, yep.
That's how it talks.
Mm-hmm.
That is incorrect, Jay. You are dog man, but you did not identify it correctly. That is a husky.
Jeez.
Pretty good sized dog.
Sounds like
right?
a smaller dog to me, too.
Well, it's just screaming at the top of its lungs because it did not want to stop going for a walk. And the owner said, we're done going for a walk.
And it was complaining?
And the owner then picked it up.
Oh, man.
And started carrying it back to his apartment. So as he's walking down the sidewalk.
Oh, my gosh. Can you
with
imagine?
With the dog in his arms, that is the sound the husky is making.
Wow.
This is
all the neighbors had to be coming out going, are you stealing the dog? Looks like you're stealing the dog.
It does sound like it's getting hurt at
first. Like, does that make you feel good about yourself? You're hurting the dog.
That's that one where it's like same thing like the kid does, right? Where they do the thing where
scream.
They flop their arms and they go to the floor and they scream and you pick them up and they're just screaming. Dog's doing the same thing. And
that's
everybody
insane.
Thinks you're doing something wrong and you're just shaking your head like, no, he won't.
He just doesn't, I don't want to, I'm done walking.
Go inside.
Yeah. That's hilarious. Gosh dang, that is loud. Oh,
yeah, it is.
Smokes.
Not as loud as picking up a pig, which we found out.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Is
loud.
Not.
Yeah.
Well, pigs like squeal and stuff. So yeah, I guess that makes sense, right? Is that what happened?
Yeah, pigs do not like being picked up.
They don't like having their feet off the ground.
And it's quite a noise. It is. I mean, that dog was upset, but it was still, you know, not nearly as traumatic sounding as the pig.
Let me see if I can get this video here.
When someone picks up a pig.
Yeah, that's hilarious. I'm glad you're laughing at it. And that was nothing.
No, that was.
Yeah, but they don't like to be picked up. They're, you know.
Good to know, I guess.
I'm going to make that sound next time Sean from Thompson Falls picks me up on the cruise.
You should.
I'll just immediately, it's the second that he lifts my feet off the ground.
Just
instead of
like
saying, okay, buddy, I'll just be like.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Gross.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That pig needs to be made into bacon.
I'm going to tell you, that's what happens when you try to sneak a pig into a hotel in a carrier. And you think you're pretty smart because you figured out how to keep it quiet and sneak a pig into a hotel. And the next thing you know, that's the noise it's making. That's going to draw attention from the guys at the front desk.
You're no longer sneaking a pig in. We learned the hard way.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Things that Steve doesn't do much of. So he's probably not just going to go willy-nilly to a gas station and says, I'm going to have a hot dog today for lunch. I just don't see it happening.
And he likes, like, the egg salad sandwich.
Kevin James.
Yeah, I don't really go willy-nilly anywhere.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
No truer words were ever spoken. If you want to download the... What? It's true. It's true. You don't go willy-nilly anywhere. Everything's very well thought out. How long had you planned the trip to the Thrifty Scotsman before you went?
I don't want to admit it.
Like please do.
A week?
No, I was...
Several days?
Just the night before I was thinking about it.
I mean, I guess that's fair.
Did any part of you making the decision to go there be like, okay, Steve Hawk's coming in Monday for Hot Topics, so that will make him happy that I went to Thrifty Scotsman. And then when Kevin tries to say, you didn't do anything all weekend, you can say, well, I went to Thrifty Scotsman.
I mean, I'm not going to say those thoughts didn't occur in my brain.
It's just planning ahead. That's just good planning.
Yeah.
I don't mind that part.
I don't go willy-nilly on anything, Kevin.
he doesn't willy-nilly go into the Thrifty Scotsman. You got to plan that out. Duh.
Plans.
All right, let's do it.
Thoughts.
Also, the other part that makes it funny to me is typically what time of day do you think you would go to the Thrifty Scotsman, Kevin?
I mean, between noon and six, or I don't know.
I mean, I feel like I would go, if it was going to make an issue, like, hey, I'm going to make a thing out of it. I don't know if I would. What time did you go, Steve?
Sometime around noonish. Maybe it was one. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, it seems perfect.
Yeah, maybe I would have just done that. I might have gone later in the day and made it more of a dinner thing, but I don't know.
Oh.
If I was by myself, I think I probably would have gone later in the day. I don't know. Hey, you know, who am I to judge?
Nonsensical.
Steve, what do you got for us?
Oh, boy. Well, you know, you have me answering the phones.
That's part of the job.
Yeah.
And I'm bound to do something a little, I don't know, throw people off, right?
Okay.
So, what was it, a couple weeks ago, maybe longer than that, I told you about Sandy, who I talked to, and I said, oh, is your last name this? And she goes, yeah. Okay, yeah, because I knew who she was. Oh, no, that was, I saw her in person, and she said, oh, I win all the time.
You made her feel uncomfortable because you recognized, she said, I win all the time, my name is Sandy, and you said what her last name was.
Correct.
And she thought that was odd. Like you were stalking her.
Okay. So today, today our Beat the Show winner, he said his name was Ryan.
Right.
And his voice sounded very familiar.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to him, I go, oh, you've won from us before. Remind me again, what's your last name? He goes, I've never won anything before. It's the first time that I've ever been on the show.
Oh, dang it.
I was like, well, you know, you swing one way, you go one way, you I don't know, yeah. Whatever you do.
Nice try.
So you can't win them any way you go.
Yeah, nice try. Yeah, I don't, I mean, I answered the phones for a long time, and I don't remember ever going, oh, you've won from us before.
Well, his voice sounded really familiar, and I thought he had. His name was Ryan. It's a common name.
Right.
Can you blame me?
I mean, when I heard Ryan on the air today, I thought, I've never heard this guy before.
I did the same thing, Kevin.
You'll get better with voices, I think. It takes a while.
Yeah. I will guarantee there's been a Ryan that's won before, though, so you were right on that.
You're thinking of Ryan Owens. He's played a few times. Great guy.
Yeah, very nice man.
I DJ'd his wedding.
I know, it was so good. Kevin?
July 1st, last year.
Oh, congrats. Happy anniversary.
Yeah, good point.
Okay, let's find out. Jay, can you please keep score right now?
Okay.
I need you to keep yes
Tallies?
Or no
okay.
Tally, please.
I'm ready.
Producer Steve sent us a picture earlier. We said, send us something funny on a text. And he sent us a picture of his face making a weird face.
Yeah, he just had, you know, big eyes, kind of almost a mean mug a little bit.
Is this funny? Yes or no?
Where did you put this?
On Facebook.
Okay, great.
No. Ed Helms loves it. It's a picture of Ed Helms.
That's funny.
Who kind of looks like
funny.
You.
That's funny. Yeah, he looks a lot like him. So that's a yes.
So that's a yes. The Kramer picture sure is.
Okay. All right.
What do we do? Do we count that?
Because
he has a poster of Kramer in the background.
I mean, I guess. Yeah, it's still part of the picture.
Stacy says yes. Angie says yes.
Oh, look at this. Go.
Doing well.
With the Kramer in the background, yes.
Okay.
You are blowing this thing out,
Steve.
5-1. Creepy.
That's
a no.
It's its own category.
That wasn't the
no.
Options. Okay.
No. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Wow.
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 What do we got for a wow?
I mean, I would think a no, but I don't want to interpret a wow.
Wow seems like a yes in this case.
We might have to get rid of it.
Might have to just throw that one out.
Followed by a yes, followed by a no. Is it just me? I'm getting a Beaker vibe. Oh, Beaker from the Muppets.
Like Muppets? Okay.
Okay, but that's not an answer.
Yeah, but Beaker's hilarious.
True. Looks like a... Oh, nope.
Can't read that.
I mean, we could, but it's not necessary. That's not an answer. If it is, it's a no.
Okay. All right.
Could be a yes.
Looks like he just seen a spider.
Okay.
Well, that's not funny.
No.
So where do we end up, Jay?
8 yeses, 6 noes, a creepy, and a wow.
I'll take it.
That's a win. Not bad. I think that might be a win then. I mean, you just barely edged it out. It was 8-6 with 2, you know, on the outskirts looking in.
Yeah, and those were ones that you could interpret however you wanted.
Right, exactly.
You could have definitely made them a no, or in your... You know, in your mind, Steve, you're just like, yes, blowout. 10-6.
Creepy and wow are considered yeses in Steve's world. I don't really blame you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.